There's a quote in this chapter around this practice that really resonates with me. It's what gets measured gets done. What gets measured and fed back gets done well, and what gets rewarded gets repeated.
The Ripple Leader Podcast, exploring powerful leadership from the inside out with your hosts, Chris Hutchinson and Josh Schuler.
So with this last practice around leading the organization, and the last practice that honors this principle of organizations generating waste are actually generating opportunities for improvement. Mm-hmm. I can hear the collective organizational universe pushing back on this one. And the reason for it is because you say go beyond status quo.
Right.
And we hear lots of people are like, nope, status quo needs to stay unchanged. We need to keep pushing on what we're doing. But you're saying, no, this is the time to go beyond the status quo.
Well, in early drafts of this, when I didn't have all these as action-oriented practices, they said there's no such thing as status quo. And you've heard people say you're growing or you're dying. There's no such thing as sort of staying in the middle. I mean, there's too much dynamic change around you to be able to hold to a status quo. I mean, just even that as a target doesn't even make sense. So the idea in this one, and frankly, I would say a whole lot of improvement programs, process improvement, the ones that typically organizations reach for and go, we're going to get better, start here. Because they're like, we can't just kind of sit on our laurels. We need to keep moving. I see this as a capstone kind of thing, is that once you get there, you can't stop. You need to keep improving. Even the word continuous improvement sounds exhausting, right? Are you going to continuously improve all day? It means that we don't just get to a place and say, plateau, good enough, let's stop. Now, in some cases, you're going to take on something, get it to a certain level, and that's sufficient. That's fine. It doesn't mean getting to 5.9s or 99.99999, you know, kind of accuracy. It means that we're going to continue to look at places where are we generating some waste? Where are we possibly not aiming at the right thing? Could we get a more crystal clear indicator of what's the most important? Have things shifted around us? So it used to be X, now it's Y. Those are the sort of things to look at on a continuous basis. Otherwise, why do I need to toss the stone on here? Why do I need to do practices like this? So this is sort of this pulling it all together is don't stop where you are. Continue to get better. And even if it's just a richer experience for your people or better results that in the things you measure internally. I mean, we even have a measure where we do it where it's not just profitability. It's how much fun is it to work with these clients? What's the lifetime value that we think we can help them get? And what's the lifetime value that they will be providing to us? So we're looking at it multiple factors rather than just, yep, that's a good enough client. If it's a very difficult engagement and we're not really helping them very much, why would we keep doing that? So this is about letting go of things and grabbing on things that you need to get better. I don't know, did that answer the collective universe of...
It did.
Okay. Like, I was like, wow, did I really miss it, or did I do a good job?
There's a quote in this chapter around this practice that really resonates with me. It's what gets measured gets done. Mm-hmm. What gets measured and fed back gets done well, and what gets rewarded gets repeated. Mm-hmm. From John Jones.
Right. And those are the most simple concepts I can think of. Why do we need to measure stuff? Why do we need to get better? Because if we don't have any feedback loops, whether it's a daily item or something we're doing every week or every month or so, when we even get together for a meeting, we spend the last 5 minutes opening ourselves up to the possibility, you know, our next meeting could be different. Let's ask what we should continue. So we take a little pat on the back, like this was really good. We had an open interaction. People were really willing to share things. What should we stop doing? Well, we had too many interruptions. And so we need to figure out how can we stop those interruptions because they really took everybody off track. What should we start doing? We need better snacks, whatever. Just that spirit itself, I think, can let organizations not only get better results, but see, here's the trick, is that it gives teams and people an ability to feel like they can control what's happening to them. And if I feel I can control my environment to get better, I can look for things that are not like I'm going to blame so-and-so or this and that problem. I'm going to say, how do we change? And if I have the ability to feel like I can learn as a piece of the organization and my organization can learn, we can adjust and get better and better and better.
But there's also places, I guess, where that can go too far, because you talk about avoiding over-control and churn. So there's kind of this Goldilocks place of we have enough hands-on to it, and then we don't want to get so tight.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the things that in my career, I did some statistical process control, which means you have this magical, you know, here's what the target is, and then you have plus or minus of that target. That's probably going to normally happen. You're going to have a little variance around there. And there's, of course, a plus or minus where it's called the spec limit, where it's no good above or below. But inside that, the control limit is, where are you going to do something different? And let's pretend that I have a machine that kind of drifts. It sort of changes over time, and I know where that drift is. And when it gets down to the point where it's plus or minus that control limit, I do something. I adjust it. I do something like that. Well, not only is that practical, but if I change it every single time, there could be something exceptional happening, and I wouldn't be able to see it. So it's actually allowing things to move a little bit and seeing what the patterns are, but knowing, okay, when do I need to take action and when is it a reject? So that kind of concept of figuring that out, I think is what we're talking about here, is what's the band that's acceptable, what the band is unacceptable, and how am I paying attention to that so we can actually get better and better? I have to have a feedback loop, I have to know what my result is, and I have to measure it. And hopefully I reward people for not tweaking it all the time, or also recognizing, wow, something was going terribly wrong, we noticed it right away. So if I was going on the spectrum of the things that would be good, here, if you're tweaking them so much that you're just fixing things constantly, that's not helpful, even though it's called continuous improvement. That's too much. But if you're sort of like, well, whenever it shows up and somebody tells me it's a problem, I'm going to do something about it, that's not helpful either. So there's sort of the ends of the spectrum. In the middle, you're looking at what is it happening, what are the results we need, how can we adjust, how often do we need to adjust, and doing it in a way that we're continuing to get better, adjusting our course so it gets more and more accurate or more and more successful or whatever that is, without killing ourselves and adjusting it so often.
For more about Ripple and Ripple Leadership, visit us online at rippleleader.com. You can order your copy of Ripple and gain access to other valuable resources. If you're on Twitter, follow and interact with Chris at @RippleLeader. And the Ripple Leader podcast is brought to you by the great folks at the Trebuchet Group. Trebuchet Group, a group of consultants that believe their success is a byproduct of the success they help others create. And you can learn more about the work of the Trebuchet Group at trebuchetgroup.com. I want to thank you for listening, and until next time, as always, go out and make some ripples.